This podcast is a member of the Oomph Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may oomph.
Today, we're going to be joined by Viva Max's star, Adriana Saw, and Kish Minimum.
Hi!
Hello!
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us.
You guys look so fresh.
Wow, may Viva's fresh talaga kayo.
Actually.
Yeah. So, our topic for today, sobrang great na sila yung guest natin today. Bagay na bagay sila. Kasi yung topic natin today, Tina, is?
It's called The Thirsty. Or no, that's your movie. What the hell? But actually, we're gonna be talking about hookah culture. And you guys actually suits this topic. So, kasi masyado akong nalog dun sa pa-thirsty eh. Kasi mahilig ako thirsty. I like, mahilig din ako ma-thirsty.
Oh, parang lahat ng tao ngayon thirsty, no?
Yes, medyo. Okay, so anyway, you know what guys, like, I like this topic. I like talking about hookup culture, one-night stand, those experiences, like, it's something new and refreshing. And because, as you know, me and Amanda, we're like a sex positive people, and we try to educate more people to embrace their sexuality and embrace, like, you know, things like this. So, yeah, let's start with this one. What is your take about people or more and more people going into hookup culture or casual sex? Let's say this first, Muna.
Well, first I want to say that I love this show if it's about sex positivity. Also, conservative culture here in the Philippines, so it's really hard to battle. But I feel like ngayon na mas open-minded na ang tao at mas ini-embrace na nila. For me, hookup culture is a chance for people to, you know, find their compatible match. Because para sa akin lang din naman to. Sexual compatibility is one factor for a healthy relationship. And ma-explore mo din, of course, yung sexuality, what you want, sinong match mo talaga. So ako, all in ako sa ganyan.
Totally agree with that. How about Kish?
Ako, same. Parang, kasi ito yung mga bagay na matest mo yung water niya na kung compatible ba talaga kayo. Kasi hindi naman lahat parang boom, yun na eh, di ba?
Yeah.
So, pag nag-date kayo, tapos nag-hook up kayo, dun yung ma-realize siguro kung pwede pa? Pwede pa bang isa pa? Or saan ba natin ito dadalhin, di ba? And yeah, yun.
How about Tina?
Okay, yeah. Actually, I like hookup culture. With Adriana, what she said, I totally agree with that. Especially we're in a modern world now, and hookup culture is not bad. It's just that our society is shaming the hookup culture. But if you think about it, it's actually healthy. Because if it doesn't work with one person, you have a chance to navigate yourself and meet other people. Because, alam, iba na yung panahon ngayon, and marami ng tao na nasa dating sites, nasa, like, you know, like meeting up and stuff like that. And we have to start actually encouraging people to explore and know more kung kanino sila talaga magiging compatible. So yeah, hookup culture is not really that bad. How about you, Amanda?
Yeah, and for me, I'm very open then about hookup culture. I'm an advocate of knowing thyself, knowing who you are, knowing what works for you. Because whatever works for me may not work for you, may not work for other people. So, kung nasa parte ka ng buhay mo where kinikilala mo yung sarili mo, inaalam mo kung anong gusto mo, what works for you, by hooking up with people, then so be it, you know? And pinagdaanan ko rin naman yon. Although, ngayon, dahil napagdaanan ko na siya, ngayon, I'm totally different na. Mas tumas na yung standard ko. Before kasi, hindi ko alam kung is this person good for me or not. So, minsan, kailangan ko i-test drive para malaman ko. Yeah. Dati ganun. Pero ngayon, parang mas tumaas na yung sense of knowing ko what's good for me. So, 11 months na akong walang sex. 11 months, more than 11 months na akong celibate. Kasi wala akong nami-meet na na-feel ko is good for me to have sex with them. Pero super open pa rin ako. Liberated pa rin ako. Actually, if may ma-meet ako, I feel he's good for me to have sex with him. I'm gonna have sex with him, no doubt. Pero this past 11 months, for some magical reason, ewan ko kung bakit wala akong nami-meet na pasado. Siguro tumaas lang yung standards ko compared sa before.
Yeah. So, I have to add though, sorry, real quick. Maganda na may show din na ganito. So, na-educate lahat. Kasi hindi ka naman pwede mag-explore nang hindi ka safe. So, safety first before you thirst.
I love that.
I like that. It's part of
the movie. We live in this world where hooking up is actually normal now. And if you're brokenhearted, ano sasabihin ng friend mo? Just like hook up with this person para you get over with or something like that. But with you guys, would you rather go into like a hookup process or would you still go for that traditional legal one stage?
Yes, I mean, it really depends on the person. Para sa akin, ako personally, I think I'm gonna go if I'm brokenhearted. I think I'm down to do the hookup culture to find, you know, a more compatible. Every breakup is an opportunity to find a more compatible.
Exactly. Para sa akin, every breakup is your ticket to a buffet of sexual possibilities, romantic possibilities, na international, worldwide, global, you know.
Right. Especially with our technology, just ko hindi na mahirap yan. As long as you're open-minded, of course, and safe nga.
With Amanda, I have a question. Amanda's like, would you hook up? Would you still go on a hookup? Or would you rather be, ligawan?
Para sa akin, part ng ligaw ang hookup.
Yes! Yes!
Feeling ko yun yung kailangan din mag-gets ng ibang guys. Kasi minsan parang hindi namin mag-gets na parang, okay, gusto niya ba nito or ayaw niya? Minsan may mga ganun gawin.
Correct. Para sa akin, ito ayoko nag-waste ng time. Kilala ko sarili ko, nakatulad kay Adriana, pag wala akong sexual chemistry sa tao, wala rin akong heart connection doon. Okay? So, kailangan ma-test drive ko muna. Mag-hook up muna kami. Pag nag-hook up kami, feeling ko may connection ako, doon niya na ako pwede ligawan. Okay? Pag nagpapaligaw ako, kasi hindi ko sinisex, it means gusto ko lang magpaligaw doon.
I love it. Yes, 100%.
Toxic trait ko yan. Aminado ako, toxic trait ko yan. Medyo may pagkamaldita ako eh. In the past actually medyo ngayon pa rin. May mga maligaw ako. Adriana, di ba? Hindi ba ginagawa natin lahat to? Kasi may manliligaw ako, masarap sila manligaw. Ginagastosan ka, alam mo yun, you do fun things together. Pero, ayoko silang kasek. May mga gano'n. So yung mga gano'n, hinahayaan ko lang manligaw sa akin. Pag sinwerte, minsan may mga sinwerte na nakakalusot, hindi ko gusto in the beginning. Tapos, after a while, parang may ma-hit silang point sa akin na mamomotivate ako to have sex with them. So sometimes nangyayari din yun, nakakalusot. Pero may mga iba, umpisa pa lang kahit hindi ako nililigaw, gusto ko na agad i-hook up. Di ba? So yung mga guys,
sa akin
pa sayang oras, di ba? Di mo alam anong mangyayari sa'yo mamaya or bukas. So pag may bihira na nga ako magkagusto eh, magpapakipot pa ba ako, di ba? So, yun.
Love the self-awareness. Alam mo, importante talaga yun, no? Na-aware ka kung anong gusto mo. That's nice.
Grabe talaga yung mga kabataan ngayon, no? Ganyan na yung mga term nila, self-awareness.
It's so good. It's so good because, yeah, you know that they can think independently. You know that they're open and stuff. Like, this is good. Actually, with me, if it's hookup or ligaw, same ako with Kitsch, na meron akong roster ng for hookup. Meron akong roster ng for like for serious one. And I would still hook up with the both of them, like with the both lot. Ilocos, yeah. So yeah, like me naman, pinagdaanan ko yung hookup like phase of my life. When I was like 7 years single, like yun yung phase na, and here in the Philippines, you know, it's so hard to find someone that would actually match your energy, would match your personality and stuff. So it's really hard to date here. So yes. Like always just like hooking up and finding someone na compatible with and stuff. And with me naman, I'm also really picky with the people that I hooked up with because it's exchange of energy. So like go hook up, but then pick the right person to hook up with. You cannot just like be kalat and whatever, right? It's yourself also. And then with the ligaw one, before, because we were programmed to be ligawan muna, effortan muna ng lalaki para mag-work, ganito, ganyan. Dude, there's so many men who would make you ligaw, who would like, you know, parang ibibigay sa'yo lahat, like ipapakita nila sa'yo yung pinaka the best person nila, but when you guys are together, they suck as a person. Like yeah. Parang it doesn't really matter if they ligaw or not, their personality matters. Like after the ligaw phase, are you the real person that I'm dating, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. For me the best yung mga pagkakita ko pa lang gusto na sila ko na silang ka-hook up, tapos may sexual chemistry kami pag hook up namin, tapos after niyo mag-hook up, you had great sex, dun ka liligawan, tapos the ligaw is even better kasi naka-free taste na siya, di ba? Naka-free taste na. So if you want the whole fucking cow, di ba, naka-free taste ka na eh, di ba? Parang chocolate sa mga sa mall, di ba? Bibigyan ka ng maliit na cut ng chocolate. Oh, yan. Free taste. Pag gusto mo, you buy the whole chocolate, di ba? Ganun yung mga gusto kong lalaki. Yun yung mga, in the past, sa mga na-date ko, dun ako pinaka mga nag-enjoy na yung gusto ko lang silang ka-hook up with no rhyme or reason dahil gusto ko lang sila. Tapos after mag-hook up, dun pa mas mabait sila sa'yo. So for me, yun yung the best experience.
I just wanna add, no, that's so right yung sinabi ni Miss Tina, is nag-iiba yung ugali ng tao. Kaya din, like, before 21 years old, may mga live-ins. Gusto ko makita yung totoo. I don't know if you're familiar with this game. It's called We Are Not Really Strangers. But basically, yung game na yon is ilalabas niya yung totoong ugali ng tao. Yun yung ano niya, goal ng game na yun. It's a card game. Ilalabas niya yung totoo kung match ba talaga kayo.
Oy, I like that, ha. I'm gonna check that out nga. Yeah.
We are not really strangers. It's on Insta. It's big on Insta.
Okay, sige. Yeah. I'll check.
Sino gumawa nun? Foreign or Filipino?
No, it's a
foreign.
It's a
foreign.
Yeah.
Women.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, Corrine ang pangalan ng creator niyan. And then meron pa yan, like say for example, she would post on Insta stories like are you down to do a sneaky line? It's like parang card, are you down to do a sneaky line? And then you're going to click it, tapos malalaman mo kung yung tao ba nakausap mo is sneaky line ka lang ba or like serious relationship. Wow. It's kind of like a guide but sobrang totoo. Nice. Check it out.
when I date, pinapakita ko na lahat. Walang best foot forward. Pinapakita ko who I am. Nice. Let's not waste each other's time, di ba? Kung sino ako the first 1 week, that's gonna be who I am the next 10 years. So, yes. Unless I evolve, you know? So, pinapakita ko na agad who I really am. Adriana and Kish, meron ba kayong sex scene dito sa movie?
Yes, madami.
Madami.
Oh, with each other, no. I have 2 sex scenes with Alex Diaz.
Ako, one lang. One lang.
Si Alex Diaz, si Ali.
Yes.
Yes.
Si Kish, one lang with Ali then.
Yes.
Apa, grabe si Ali. Ah. Masyadong thirsty.
Grabe.
Sobrang thirsty. Malaban.
So, yeah. I think the challenging part... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Ako, I think the challenging part, because dalawa nga, no? Well, all sex scenes naman talaga are really challenging. But to top it off, hindi siya pa thirsty, kailangan funny siya.
Mm-hmm.
And yung first sex scene ni Pearl and ni Ali, it was a hookup. So, ayun. So, yun. Wow. Ano? Nagre-reveal na ako. Sorry.
Second time, in love na kayo, no?
You know what? That's actually one of the crucial parts sa hookup culture. So, actually, if somebody will go into like a hookup phase of their life, they should just enjoy it. Don't overthink about it. Just enjoy it. Just experience it. But it's not for everybody. Like, not for everybody. You have to be brave. You have to be strong. You have to know yourself kung hanggang saan lang yung limit mo with the hooking up with someone, right? So, yeah. And especially if you're in your hooked up phase, you cannot have feelings involved. Because that's an ingredient to like a disaster. You cannot have someone, like you cannot hook up with someone and then wait for their text, wait when they're gonna show up, when, like, you cannot be that person. It's called hooked up for a reason. So yes. Now, yeah.
That's an interesting point of view, but I would beg to differ. For me, yeah. Hindi ko pipigilan yung sarili ko pag nakipag-hook up ako tapos nagka-feelings ako. Kasi hindi ko kontrolado yung feelings ko eh.
So it means it's not hooked up anymore. It's not,
hooked up pag once lang nangyari. Pag once lang nangyari, it's just hook up. Pag wala naman kayong intention to be together, to have relationship. Nung nag-sex kayo, it was a hook up initially. Yeah. Pero open ako to the possibility na pagka nagka-feelings ako and magka-feelings din siya and we wanna be together, then I'm okay with having a relationship na nag-start sa hookup.
Yeah.
That's actually good kasi ako, my relationship starts with a hookup and it's the best relationship I had ever.
Aww, like, good for you!
I'm so glad I did it. Like, it's such a random scenario and situation. But I am so grateful right now that I really hooked up with that person. So what Amanda was like saying, from hooked up, it developed.
Yeah.
It developed something really like amazing. But I feel like the people who's gonna come into a hookup phase, they have to be strong. They cannot expect anything and whatever. They just have to be accepting and all open na kung anong mangyayari. Like, that's it. Diba?
Yeah.
If it's gonna go far, amazing. If it's not, then on to the next dick.
Yeah. I love that. Transparency and communication, I think, is the key for everything.
Yeah. And yun nga, hindi mo kailangan pigilin yung sarili mo or magbigay ka ng rule na pag hook up lang to dapat wala kang feelings. Kung magka-feelings ka, allow it. Let it flow, let it happen. Pero take full responsibility of it. Meaning, huwag mo sisihin yung ka-hook up mo na nagka-feelings ka sa kanya. Huwag mo siya i-obligate na, oy, may feelings ako sa'yo, nag-hook up tayo, dapat mag-gawa na tayo. Wala lang ganun. It's okay to feel feelings. Allow yourself to feel those feelings of attachment. But take full responsibility of your feelings. Huwag mo sisihin yung ka-hook up mo sa naramdaman mo. Huwag mo siyang gawing emotional nanny mo. Huwag mo siyang gawing emotional manager. Yun, that's
okay.
My opinion.
Question naman is, eto na pag-usapan na namin to ni Amanda sa mga past episodes namin. But for you guys, why do you think more and more people they prefer hookup culture than committed relationship? Like, how about you, girl? Like, let me know.
I mean, I feel like, well, sa circle of friends ko lang naman, marami pa rin traditional. Marami pa rin traditional, but nasa-shock ako, but this showbiz naman, showbiz industry, showbiz friends, okay sa kanilang hookup culture. And I think it's because, yun nga eh, kailangan, I think really sexual, can you not, my cat singing, sexual compatibility is part
your cat
of,
is not agreeing. No,
okay, go. Sexual compatibility is part of a healthy relationship. And siguro nag-ano na rin modernize in a way na kasi nga meron tayong old biases in conservative community. That's why yung kung ano yung lumaki tayo, yun yung ano natin. But now, siguro kaya mas prefer na nila yun is because para mas makilala nila and ma-explore nila yung gusto talaga nila in life.
Yeah. How do you, Kish?
Ako, feeling ko kasi ngayon mas ang dami ng iniisip ng tao. Gusto nila mas simple na lang. alam mo yun, pak, ito. Kasi minsan, pag masyado mo yung overthink yung mga bagay, masyado mo yung isip, mas lalo nagiging komplikado eh, di ba? Eh, pag hook up kasi, parang, ay, where you at? I'm here. Let's go. I mean, di ba? So,
yeah.
Feeling ko ngayon, ayaw na masyado ma-stress ng mga tao. At saka, feeling ko nag-gets na nila yung hook up culture na kung ano yung thing.
Yeah. How about you, Amanda? Why more people go into hook up culture and not committed relationship?
Kasi minsan,
nasa part mo ikaw ng buhay mo na you just wanna be free. Ayaw mo ma-burden yung sarili mo ng relationship. Diba? Pero may sexual needs ka. May nakakamit ka ng mga taong sexually attracted ka. E di susundan mo yung feeling of sexual attraction mo with those person. You hook up with them. Pero kung wala ka namang desire or need for a relationship at that time, a serious relationship at that time, ba't mo re-relasyonin? Diba? E di i-hook up mo lang. So, for me, pag nandun ka sa consciousness, level of consciousness mo na you just wanna be free, ayaw mo ng responsibility, ng feelings ng another person, pero gusto mong i-indulge yung self mo sexually, that's when you hook up. Now, pag natapos ka na sa phase na yon, hindi ka na masyadong needy sexually, hindi mo na kailangan, wala ka masyadong desire to experiment, magtitikim ng kung sino-sinong putahe, tapos nandun ka na sa gusto mo na magrelasyon, willing ka na to accept the responsibility ng relationship. Because a relationship is a responsibility also. It's a commitment. Pag nandun ka na sa maturity, level of maturity na willing ka nang to maging sensitive sa feelings ng another person, that's when you go into a committed, seryosong relationship. Diba? Until then, diba? Until yeah. Then, why? Why? That's why it's very important to know thyself. Know thyself.
I agree. Actually, hookup culture is actually healthy for people who's not ready to be in a committed relationship. Because you get to know yourself too whenever you interact with another human being. Kasi nalalabas nila yung personality mo na you have no idea na nandun pala. And hookup culture would actually make you realize kung ano yung gusto mo sa isang partner, sa bed, and so whatever, like whatever. So me personally, I went through that phase and I'm glad that I went through that phase. And with what you said, Amanda, yun nga, it's hookup culture will actually, if you're done with it, if you're done with that phase, automatic na yung sarili mo na parang, I just want to be in a loving, committed relationship, and I know I'll be happy with that because I'm done with all of that shit, diba? So it's your inner knowing that you're ready for a relationship. And if you're not ready for a relationship, don't bother other people pretending that you wanna be with them if you're not. You're gonna end up cheating and shit, diba? So hook up, learn about other people until you're ready to be in a committed relationship.
That's so nice. I love this show.
Okay, guys. So I have a question naman. So like, let's talk about messy hookup. Have you ever been like involved in a messy hookup? Anything that's like maybe hookup gone wrong? How about like, yeah, tell me about this, guys.
Messy hookup? Like, what do you mean? Like, you guys are not on the same like, page.
For example, you're hooking up with this someone and then you found out shit about this person na parang, oh, ew, parang ganon or something like that. Or
ako, meron akong ano, isang messy siya. Kasi ito medyo messy talaga. Pero kasi parang may time na may nakahook up ako the other day. Tapos nag-party ako. Tapos kasama ko yung kahook up ko yun sa party. Tapos dumating yung kahook up ko the other day. So nasa isang room kaming tatlo nung gabi yun. So parang, okay. Yun siguro feeling ko isa yun sa mga makakalat na parang dalin mo yung nasa yung dalawang hinukop mo in one week nandun sa isang room.
But, so I have to say though, lahat ng hookup ko na stay lang siya as one night stand. Hookup lang talaga. Well, so, I mean, messy anyway. Siguro yung college ako na parang may something, like say for example, after a hookup, parang may something pa rin na connection, but yun lang, up to that point.
Si Heart Evangelista recently nag-publish
siya ng book. She's my bitch.
Sabi niya, lahat ng naka one night stand ko, naging kami.
I know, good for her. Hooked
up na nag-evolve. Yun ang pwede. Yeah. Hooked up na nag-evolve, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah.
Siguro very different material talaga yung personality ni Hart. Pero alam niyo ba, there's this Telegraph study, may ginawang study, nag-interview sila ng maraming babae at lalaki na mga currently nasa successful romantic lifelong partnership sila na in every meaning of the word, they're with the one. You know, they found out, pinagtanong sila ng mga bizarre questions like, how many hookups have you had? How many disaster dates have you had? How many people you've kissed before you ended up with the right one? Apparently, the average man and woman have had at least 4 or 6 hookups, 4 or 6 one-night stands, and 4 disaster dates. You know, there's like a certain number. So, it's like, apparently, on the average, para for you to get to that success level lifelong relationship, for the average people, they had to have gone through all those disaster dates, hookups. Pinagdaanan din nila yung mga hookup.
Yeah.
How many times have you cheated? How many times have you been cheated on? How many times have you had your heart broken? You know, so kung i-reframe mo yung mga bagay-bagay, you're gonna be real about it. Imbis na iisipin mo, nakakahiya yun, masama yun, kawawa ako. Kung isipin mo na lahat ng yun is just a necessary step in order to reach a successful lifelong partnership, then it wouldn't, hindi yun magiging masakit, di ba? Hindi nakakahiya, hindi masakit. Kasi yung mga average people, I mean, on the average, yung mga tao na nasa successful relationship, pinagdaanan talaga nila yun. Sometimes, it's unless super outlier ka, unless super anomalous yung buhay mo, yung path mo, magdadaanan mo talaga yung mga heartbreaks, mga hookups, yung mga... Minsan kasi hindi mo naman intention to hook up. Minsan gusto mo makipag-sex kasi akala mo magkaka-inlaban kayo. Eh, after yung mag-sex, wala pala kayong feelings. Hindi naging hook up lang yun, di ba?
You know, with that being said, I'm gonna change the word hook up to research.
Oh!
It's not hook up anymore. We are researching. We're researching. Oh, this guy doesn't work out? Bye! I'm not gonna research to another person.
Okay, so, for me, for me, it's like a job interview. Hook up is like a job interview. If I hook up with you and then I call you the next day or the next day, it means you got the job.
You're in probationary palang girl. Probationary palang siya.
Hindi na ako nag-reply the next day after we hook up kasi hindi ako nag-message siya yun. Hindi ako tumatawag daw nagre-reply. It means you did not get the job.
Walang call back.
I didn't know na lahat pagdadaanan ng tao, like, on an average, there is a...
Because that process is for yourself. You're learning more and more sa sarili mo kung ano yung gusto mong itolerate in a relationship and ayaw mong itolerate. Diba? So it's really for you. Doing that research is for you, not for them.
Yes, that research is for you.
And sa Bridgerton, no? Sabi din ng mom nila Bridgerton, sabi nila, I'm a believer, something like this. Parang I believe na yung reformed rake makes the best husband. Yung parang reformed na fuckboy or playboy. Yeah. Pag na-reformed na siya, they make the best husband. And I also think and believe na yung reformed hoes.
Yes!
Wild hoes. Kasi, you know, nung bata ako, iniisip ko lagi, ayoko pa mag-asawa ng bata ako kasi I feel like my fear of missing out ako. I feel like, what if mag-asawa ako ng 25? Diba? Parang, I feel like I miss out a lot on life. Na parang, ano, 25 ako, ito na lang isang lalaking to kasama ko for the rest of my life. Ito na lang kikis ko, ito na lang si sex for the rest hanggang, I don't know, 100 years ako. Eh, I wanna try. I wanna explore. You know, so ganun yung feeling ko. At least, I feel like, pag pinagdaanan mo na yung hookup culture, pag nag-asawa ka, hindi ka na mag-wonder na, what if ito?
Yeah.
Pagdaanan mo na, di ba? So I feel like, I agree with that, that the reformed rakes make the best husband, and reformed hoes make the best wife.
Nice. Actually, before we wrap this up, because of what you said, Amanda, that's actually true, and all of these are experiences. And my advice to people, go freaking hooked up. Go and explore. Research. Ride that dick. Go out and date that people. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Hooking up with people is not like something to be shameful. It's something to be actually, you know, it's something to be done. Kasi kailangan mo makilala tong tao na to at yung sarili mo. So, okay. Guys, like, before wrapping this up, like, last words and please promote.
I'll go first. I just want to say thank you to Miss Tina and Amanda, of course, for having us. And also, ang dami kong natutunan. Ang dami kong mga bago. This is a sex positive show that I really, really love. I'm gonna tune into this. Yalang.
Pitch?
So, ayun. Thank you so much, Miss Amanda and Miss Tina, sa pag-invite sa amin dito. And thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Kish. It's been so much fun having you guys on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to our audience for listening for another episode of Be Witches. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And soon we're going to be on YouTube as well. This has been Amanda calling.
And this is Tina Wells. And thank you guys for listening. I hope you like learned something new today. So, but thirsty, don't forget. So guys, thank you. Thank you. And love ya.
Love you
so much.
Thank you. Follow us on social media. It's b.witchesph on Instagram, b.witchesph on TikTok. We're also on Facebook, Be Witches. Adriana, Kish, would you like to invite them to your social media as well?
Oh, it's Adriana so _ on all platforms.
Ako naman,
okay.
I-spell ko na yung sa akin kasi baka hindi nila pag sinabi ko, hindi pa rin nila matype eh. So, KYCHMINEMOTO. At yun, follow nyo lang guys.
Okay. Thanks guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Bye.